Thank you for calling customer service, Brittany. Yes, speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because there was a charge on my account for $59.89 that I don't remember authorizing.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
21921.
1 moment, please.
Sure.
What's your name, ma'am?
Bonnie Henderson.
Ms. Henderson, would you verify your address for me, please?
570 Middle Road, Elkton, Maryland, 21921.
Okay. I have located a transaction here for you. How may I help you?
I'd like to know what the transaction's for, and I'd like to cancel it.
Okay, so you entered a contest entry, maybe?
Okay, maybe that was it. And what is it for? Why am I paying $59.89 when it was only paid shipping?
Because when you're outside of your trial period, it
I didn't even have a trial period. It was a day ago.
Yes, ma'am.
There was no trial period.
Sometimes a trial is 48 hours, ma'am. But in this case here...
Okay, well, I would like to cancel that, please.
So the contest entry, it tells you it's not even a trial on the contest entry. What it is, on the terms and conditions provided that they were read, it does tell you that they're going to enroll you into this meal plan. And this meal plan, ma'am, actually is a digital app that focuses on real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings?
No, thank you. I'm not interested. Thank you. I just want to cancel it, please.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is, as well, ma'am, instead of the $59.89 or $56, I can offer $20 a month if you decide to stay with the program, ma'am.
No, thank you.
Okay. So let's see here. Give me 1 moment here.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Bernadette.
Bernadette, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on a minute. The account went away on me. Let me pull it back up for some strange
okay.
reason here. Your zip code is 21921?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so what you want to do is, so the membership.
I don't want any membership. I just want it all canceled. And I can't use my credit card until I confirm this with you guys because they have a hold on my credit card, my credit card company.
What I see here, I don't, unless, hold on, the attempts were made, but they were declined. I'm trying to see if all of them were declined, if one actually took. But
well, I need some kind of a confirmation number or something that I spoke with you in order for them to release my card.
Well, you can have them also to call here too, ma'am, if that's the case. But what I'm
they wouldn't
do
that. They gave me your phone number and told me I had to do it.
Yes, ma'am. So what I will do is I'm canceling this going forward so you won't receive any additional charges because it is a reoccurring charge.
Yes, please cancel it completely. No additional, nothing.
Okay, custom called in, does not want membership. Account canceled. Offer customer $20 to stay. Customer decline. So account canceled. Alrighty, ma'am. Let's make sure this cancellation number here you'll get for.
Okay.
Yes, this showing customer order was canceled. Let me make sure on something else here. Just a minute. Okay, so that's canceled. Make sure that's notated any. Okay. And then, let me check one other thing now.
Okay.
Okay, I have canceled these. So, did I give you a cancellation number yet?
No, you have not.
Okay, so the cancellation number is, I'm trying to see, it was several different one transactions, but it's just one transaction, attempting to collect on the transaction. So I'm just trying to make sure that it wasn't anything other than that. And the only way I can do that is go through each time that I saw your name individually to make sure nothing's involved in that. So, yes, ma'am, I gave you a cancellation number. Your account's canceled going forward. You shouldn't receive any additional charges.
Okay, what's the cancellation number?
The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 9208-30738.
Okay.
Okay.
C is in Charlie. C is in Charlie. 920-830-738.
That's correct, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.